been reading a lot of history lately, and especially about the time in the 1930s and 40s in the United States during the time that World War II was cranking up. And there was a time when another member of FDR's administration confronted Harry Hopkins, his advisor, and said that some of the government jobs created were not permanent, and that the only way to relieve unemployment in the long run was to subsidize private enterprise. Harry Hopkins said to him, "People don't eat in the long run. They eat every day." Hopkins may have been able to relate to our Christian obsession with end times. We continually ask about the long run. And right here around us, people are starving physically and spiritually every day. Our gospel has some of Jesus' followers asking, what will happen at the end of time? What are the signs that tell us that the end is about to take place? In his response, Jesus says, "Beware that no one leads you astray." I wonder if in this context, astray means choosing to waste valuable time, God's time, by worrying about end times when people are starving around us. I just read an article someone gave me by an author named David French. It is an article on the tragic losses in the opioid crisis in America versus the hate-filled partisan politics that we are experiencing. This is what David French said. "Americans die by the tens of thousands, and each life is hard to save. This can lead us to throw up our hands and focus on the shouting that seems more manageable. Thus, too many talented and passionate citizens spend too much energy where they have the least impact. The nation that hates is often ignoring the nation that mourns." There are people suffering all around us, and we waste valuable energy and time if we worry about what will the rapture look like, what will the end times look like. Jesus didn't offer them a date on a calendar. He offered them God. We are to become involved and engaged in following Jesus. That's our primary task. And that will lead us in our ethics and our religion. That will lead us in our compassion. And that is something that is known. We know that God wants to do that, wants us to do that right now. We know that. So we don't have to speculate about end times when we have tasks right now that will make a difference. We are to value and sanctify this life instead of worrying about the next one in the long run. People don't eat in the long run. They eat every day. Now, when we are able to focus on helping people around us, we are engaging the love of God and passing it along, and we have a deep richness of life, and our life ceases to be quantitative, where we count things, and we count accomplishments, and we count days and time. Instead, we start to live in grace, a gift which has no quantity, but only quality. The quality of a holy existence following Jesus now. Some theologians would call this the eternal now, the engaging of eternity in this moment. When is Jesus coming back? Jesus is already here. Now, what are the signs that tell us how desperately Jesus is needed? Well, people literally are starving, while others have more money than they could ever possibly spend. Friends find themselves distanced from lifelong friends because of political differences. Money drives a person's ability to seek health care and buy medicine. So many Americans, according to David French, the article I told you about, so many Americans have died from opioid overdoses that our life expectancy has decreased by 3 years. That number has been rising steadily with medical advances. And now it has dropped 3 years. Forget about predicting what will happen in the end times. Value and sanctify this life by caring for the people around you. People eat every day. People who are spiritually hungry or even starving need nourishment now. There are small things we can do to make the world better. Karl Rahner has written in a book called Encounters with Silence, he has written this: "You must adopt," he says to God, "you must adapt your word to my smallness so that it can enter in the tiny dwelling of my finiteness, the only dwelling in which I can live without destroying it." God has adapted God's word to our smallness, as Rahner said, by giving us things to do in this moment. We are led astray from that holy moment and that holy encounter when we focus on problems we cannot address and ignore the ones around us. We will see the beginning of God's kingdom when we all begin to seek peace with people who are unlike us. We will see it when we value instead of denigrating others' opinions. We will use the word of God to reveal and build rather than as a weapon to criticize and destroy. The short answer is that we will know God's kingdom is coming in when we love one another as God loves us. We will not worry about the long run. We will acknowledge today's hunger. Because people don't eat in the long run, they eat every day. By the same token, people too often think of salvation as something that happens after this life, in the very long run. But from despair and from self-absorption, people aren't saved in the long run. People are saved every little day.